We are in a totalitarian surveillance state right now. Everything you're doing is being watched from your television set to your cell phone, everything. The average citizen, even though you're not in a big city like New York or wherever, you're being surveyed at least 20 times a day.
This is Kaiser Johnson with Liberty and Finance, and this is the Miles Franklin Weekly Special for February 14th through February 21st, 2023, while supplies last. This week we feature the Four Nines Fine Nadir Refinery 10-ounce silver bars at just $2.30 over spot per ounce, and 2022 Mint Fresh 1-ounce Canadian silver maples at only $3.45 over spot. Frequently you have to choose between high volume bars like 1,000-ounce bars to get exceptionally low premiums, or pay a higher premium for more liquidity and increased purity. But these Nadir 10-ounce bars are not only Four Nines Fine, some of the highest purity available, but also maintain a greater level of liquidity, all at the low premium of just $2.30 over spot per ounce while supplies last. They come individually numbered and are available in any quantity, and come 50 to a box. Our second special this week features 2022 silver maples at $3.45 over spot. Silver maples were the first silver sovereign coins to be minted at Four Nines Fine purity, and remain one of the most in-demand coins today. They come 25 to a tube, 500 to a box, and are available at the lowest premium we've seen in more than a year, at just $3.45 over spot. Both our specials this week are IRA eligible, and if you'd like to learn more about a precious metals IRA, call us, and we'll be happy to help you in that process. To order these specials or any of the many other options we have available, call us at 1-888-81-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-815-4237. We're available after hours and on weekends, and we look forward to speaking with you.
Welcome back to Liberty and Finance. We're always glad to have this distinguished returning guest. John White is the founder of the Rutherford Institute. He's a constitutional attorney. He stands up for individuals who are and groups who are faced with government overreach and infringement of our constitutional liberties. John, thanks for coming back on Liberty and Finance today, this Friday, February 17th, 2023.
Thank you for having me on, sir.
We wanted to get your latest update. We certainly heard the president's State of the Union address, such as it was, and we have our own opinions about those things, but we wanted to get your expert opinion of the State of the Union, perhaps from the standpoint of an ordinary person who is wanting to have freedom and enjoy the constitutional freedoms that are supposed to be part, baked into the cake of our country and what it is to be an American, and what particular concerns or progress you see right now, what trends you see right now that people need to be aware of?
Well, the first thing that I guess, there's a number of things, but I'd say that people have to understand we're in a totalitarian surveillance state right now. Everything you're doing is being watched from your television set to your cell phone, everything. Street cameras, your emotions now can be read on street cameras. The drones now flying more overhead. They're picking up your facial recognition from 2 miles up, can read you. You're tracked. The average citizen, even though you're not in a big city like New York or wherever, you're being surveyed at least 20 times a day or more. And the FBI has admitted they can watch you at any point they want to from your cell phone and through your laptop. So that's always there. Then you have Facebook taking down about 20 million post last year, which is pretty scary if you think about it, so-called disinformation. Disinformation today in our society, which we're very Orwellian, is anybody that disagrees with governor says the wrong word or whatever. And with the way kids are being raised today, they're being raised to basically salute the government in terms of what can be said and what can't be said. So we're going to have a generation of people coming out of schools, public schools, that will not have any idea what free speech is all about. The key to free speech and all that is free speech makes you think. The people who wrote our Constitution, like James Madison said, we ought to mistrust all those in government because government has always been in the business of oppressing people. That's what it does. And it's what it does best, in my opinion. Now you have with companies like Google, Facebook and other groups like that, Amazon working with the government. People don't realize that Google, Amazon, Facebook, Microsoft actually work with the 17 intelligence agencies of the federal government. in maintaining their intelligence cloud. So they have all this information on us, and it's shared, and they know everything. So we're in a corporate state. There's a professor out of Harvard named Robert Epstein who basically said recently, and this is pretty scary, he's a professor of psychology. He said after studying Google and what they're doing worldwide in terms of how they're watching everything you're doing, surveillance, the products they're pushing, all that, they're going to be one of the worst dictators this world has ever seen. He's actually giving us a warning in the sense that they can control how you think, what you do, watch what you do, and if you make the wrong mistake, they'll take you away. And that's coming, I think. With the rise of welfare checks, if you've heard of those, where neighbors are reporting neighbors to police who are not trained, by the way, in medical, how to deal with certain things, especially autistic people. They're going, crashing through doors and arresting people because some neighbor says, that Dunnigan Kaiser guy down the block, he's really a strange man. I saw him do some really weird things on his front porch. You know, he acted like he was shooting a gun or something. We don't know what he's doing. Bango, you can get pulled out of your home and arrested.
Let me just interrupt you there because you used the term welfare checks. And most people, when they hear the term welfare checks, they think about a piece of paper arriving in the mail that has giving you some money because you're on welfare. That's not at all what you're talking about.
Oh, they're checking on you to make sure you're not a danger to the community. And today, anybody that gets out there and speaks is a danger to the community, in my opinion. The problem with it is that with the way that the corporations have fused with the federal government and the state government, the so-called deep state, as we see it, which Princeton University, through that detailed study they did on, where money congregated in Washington, D.C., that's where they came to the conclusion that the government's run by 585 billionaires who get whatever they want, whereas we, the people, don't get anything we want unless we're connected somehow to those programs. So we're in, I would say, a avenue toward hell. You know, the gates of hell are flying open and we're headed that direction and we're going to get burned, especially people who stand up. And with this development of artificial intelligence today, I don't know if you saw it, but the announcement of this hybrid intelligence biometric avatar now, working with the Singularity program with Google, they're creating what they're calling a basically mind cloud. And people will be all connected to this mind cloud. And the professors are now saying, and the scientists, that people are going to stop basically talking. They're going to be moving into a mind cloud. That's coming, they're saying, at least partially by 2029. And while several of these executives at Google basically resigned from Google, saying that with the robots and the artificial intelligence they saw created Google, we created God. One was a guy named Mo Gadwat who said, it blew his mind. He says, I can't go any further with this because we're creating God, which means that we're going to be more and more run by artificial intelligence. In my opinion, by the way, we already are. There was a great writer in the 1960s named Marshall McLuhan. I keep telling people, go back and read his book, Understanding Media, where he said that environments wrap around people, environment, things, whatever, like we're seeing today with this artificial intelligence web, and they don't realize they're in it. It's like they're, and then all of a sudden they're in this web, and there's the spider, and they're looking at an eye. And that's where we're at today. I think that we're moving into a global government. Yes, where we're at. It's amazing when I said I got the stats here and I'm looking at them. As of 2021, foreign persons and entities own 40.8 million acres of U.S. agricultural land. They're buying up China and countries like that. Bill Gates, by the way, has bought something like 100 million acres of agricultural land. The question is, why are they buying up agricultural land? That's a big question. What are they going to feed us? I asked a man the other day who worked kind of in the area, and I asked what he thought they would be feeding us. He said bugs. And I went, what do you mean by that? They're developing like insect products, you know, they don't, you know, whatever they're going to do. And so we're moving into a global environment, in my opinion, which is going to be very, very difficult. Like I said, Google has wrapped itself around the world with the NSA, by the way, which has its Five Eyes program. And they work with 17 countries nationwide and meet annually on how to keep this intelligence system just like a big bubble around us. And so that's basically where we're at. And I'm not sure we can get out of it now. I don't know how we would, because with the way people are being programmed, and they're being programmed through their teachers in the schools to accept all this, basically. And then they're being programmed through their screen devices. The average American watching 150 hours of screen devices a month. I mean, there's not a lot of hope. I mean, if you read the books by the great writers like Philip K. Dick, who predicted all of this, by the way, Orwell, they always became the loners in society. They were the ones that, if you read, go back and read Orwell's 1984, it shows you where the rebel ends up, getting his head banged in or whatever and electrified by the government agents. And that's where it's coming to. I'm trying to wake people up in the sense of there may be some hope in local communities and getting in your local communities and cutting some of this back. But listen, with the increased power of the military state that we're in right now, with all the guns and MRAPs, grenade launchers that police have today, police being trained at Quantico, it's a Marine base, we're in a situation that every prophet, you'll say that, or thinker of whatever, and George Washington said it. He said, do not, you know, let your country become under a standing army. Do not ever allow that. That's what they saw it. They were getting shot in the streets. Their homes were being wrecked. That's why we got a Bill of Rights. They thought, well, we got to protect the future. We got to have a Fourth Amendment, not letting the police crash in. Well, you know, with over 100,000 SWAT team raids, and some people say of 120,000 annually now, where they're going through people's doors in the middle of the night, killing pets and dogs and shooting kids. I mean, and listen, so-called mainstream media dodges anything that's critical of the government most of the time. And that's why I'm telling people, if you're sitting in front of the mainstream media and you believe what they're saying, and it always surprised me at first, but it didn't, when I saw that some of the advisors were former CIA agents and all that stuff, I'm going, wait a second, do I want the CIA giving me the news? And of course, Carl Bernstein wrote that really good article, detailed article, Bernstein and Woodward, who outed Nixon. And he said he was shocked when he started working with the major news outlets, how much the government worked with him, New York Times, CNN, and he went down the list. He said it freaked him out that the government was controlling the news. So let me tell you this, the people listening to this program, you're a controlled populace. You really want to be like that?
Several things that you mentioned there I want to follow up on. You mentioned about this fusion of private businesses with government. It's been another layer of obfuscation, another layer of non-accountability. We already had the deep state problem to face before. We're operating under, those of us who are liberty-minded, freedom-minded, and conservative-minded are already operating at a disadvantage because we're clinging to the idea that we're still operating as a constitutional republic under the Constitution, under the Bill of Rights. And that's not the playbook that the opposition is using. So we're staring at the old playbook and saying, hey guys, hey guys. And meanwhile, they're following a completely different playbook, number one. Number two, that was the deep state. But number two is now with this fusion of private businesses with government, you end up with this deniability where there's nobody you can go to say, hey, you have stepped over the line, because the private businesses who are doing the dirty work, the henchmen, are saying, well, we're just following guidelines. We're just following the guidelines of these organizations. The organizations are these three-letter agencies in the government, these committees, boards, et cetera. Sometimes it's global. And there's nobody, no particular name or face or anybody who has accountability there. So even if they get it wrong, you mentioned disinformation, even if they're the ones who are demonstrably wrong in arrears after the last 3 years that we've just been through, there's nobody who can be held accountable because the agent, the private companies were just, you know, trying to do what the government recommendations were. The government recommendations were made by committees and groups and that sort of thing. So what about that particular aspect? It's like a Kafka-esque spider web you find yourself in. You use the term spider, you're staring the spider in the face. It can feel just completely overwhelming to an ordinary person who feels like there's not only do they get the strong feeling that our country isn't what it's supposed to be anymore, but that there's no place you can go to complain about it because there's these layers and layers of unaccountability. Any thoughts that that brings to you before we move on to the next question I had?
Well, Mussolini called it corporatism. Hitler actually went and visited Mussolini in Italy and was the fellow who kind of basically founded this idea. Hitler loved it. And moved into dealing with the corporations. He worked with some American corporations in building the concentration camps. But Hitler also said this. He said the key thing to being a leader, a powerful leader, a good leader, is a sleepwalking masses, a sleepwalking people. And that's basically what we have today. Most people that I run into today, as long as they can watch their TV, eat their Big Mac, lean back, they're happy. They don't really care, but they've not been taught. And that's the key, is teaching kids freedom in the schools. When I talk to kids today, they don't know anything about the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Third Amendment, the Fourth Amendment. They think, well, what is that? They don't know anything about the Constitution. They don't read the Declaration of Independence. If you read the Declaration of Independence, it says it really clearly. And this is why they don't read it in school. It says you can throw the government out if it's not doing its job. And that is protecting the people. That's his job. And how do you protect the people? You teach them what their rights are. They can march in the streets. They can picket. They can go on Facebook if they want to and say F the government and all this or whatever they want to do. And that's where it's at. And that's what we need. And I think we can do that if we get our butts together, get up off the couches, and get down to our local city government and fight back. And a few communities have done that. I'm seeing some more sheriffs, by the way, around the country saying now we're not going to enforce these so-called unconstitutional things that, you know, the government's pushing in terms of, you know, invading people's homes and stuff like that. That's a good sign, a good start. But it's going to take a lot of people getting together, hopefully getting educated through programs like this or websites like ours at runthrough.org. And that's really key. Most people I talk to are not educated on their rights. They can't tell me what the freedoms are in the First Amendment or what we need to do. And what I'm telling people today is we need rebels. And what are rebels? Rebels are people that have empathy for others. They're willing to put their life on the line. They're maybe getting arrested, going to jail for one thing, freedom. And that's what we need today. But you're not going to have people today that are willing to do that if they're not taught their rights. And the public schools is a good place to start. However, I will say this. Recently, when people are showing up at public school board meetings and stuff, the police have been there waiting on them. They're taking some people away and things like that and frightening people. And we've got to put a stop to this thing. You know, like I say, we only have, I would say, a decade maybe left. But listen, here's the other thing, and we have to be really aware of this. With artificial intelligence now booming like it is, you have these executives saying we created God, and you have a professor out of Harvard saying we're creating evil dictators. Musk said it this way. Elon Musk, it's a good quote by him. He said that if you have a human dictator, that dictator will die someday. If you have an artificial intelligence dictator, it will not. It will become an evil tyrant. And that's what we're facing, folks. You're up against some of, you may not believe any of this, but if you go research it and do your own research, go to our website, we write about it. It's there. It's existing. We're up against something that, if you look at movies like Blade Runner, if you've never seen that movie, I suggest taking a look at that. That was based on Philip K. Dick's stuff, a great thinker of the future. And he saw it coming, that the machines were going to take over. And that's where it's headed. I mean, there's not a lot we can do because the big corporations want it. That's where all the power is. And here's the other thing, however, the people that are putting these things together, it's going to turn on them as well. So it's coming down the pipe. But like I'll say, I'm not a pessimist. I'm a realist. I believe that we can make change. I believe one person in his community or she can go out and change things in her community, but you have to be willing to do it. And like I say, a lot of people I talk to say, oh, I don't care. You know, I'll just go home tonight after work and take a break and that kind of thing. Well, you can think like that, but if you think like that, then you don't really care about the future, your children or your grandchildren. And the children of this day and time really need some help, folks, because they're being programmed through their screen devices, what I call digital heroin, and they're addicted, and they're going to be totally controlled by something that's not even human.
Yeah, and you've mentioned just now a couple times that people are not going to be able to get the help that they need from the public schools, which are not teaching us the Constitution or the Bill of Rights anymore, or from mainstream media, which are bought and sold. Their sponsors own the media. So we've interviewed Alex Newman from The New American, who talks about his website, Public School Exit. If you go to Public School Exit, you'll find tips for parents who want to homeschool their children. It's not impossible. My wife and I homeschooled our five, and they did amazingly well.
Homeschooling is the way to go.
Yeah, and so that's a huge antidote to this indoctrination in the government schools, if you want to add anything to that.
Yes. And we have pamphlets at the Rutherford Institute. You go online and get them. You can teach your kids the Bill of Rights at home and why it's important that they know these things and exercise their rights. The future is our children. And like I say, most kids I run into today, when I go into restaurants and I see mother and father and two kids, they all have their heads down looking at a phone. And I'm going, what happened to human communication? What happened to families? And families were always the key, by the way. If you go back in history, families and that stuck together were a buffer against tyrannous government. They always were. And that's what we need. Families that are willing to stand together, work in their local communities and get things changed. And listen, with all this armored equipment stuff we're seeing and everything, and with the government now in the total pre-crime mode. They're trying to predict crime. They're watching you. We're moving into following the Chinese model. Listen, the United States government is over $31 trillion in debt. Now think about that for a second, and headed for another $20 million, they say, in the next 10 years. What in the and our two biggest people that we owe entities we owe money to are China and Japan. You don't think they have some influence? Well, who's buying up the land in America? China is one of the biggest groups buying it up. Why in the world would we be like that in debt? What and who is running the government? They don't really care about us. We have to pay all the billions of dollars on interest. So we become the people they control. All they want is our money and our control. And I mean, wake up, folks. John Carpenter's movie. They sleep, you know. I mean, and basically, we are all asleep, and they control us and watch over us. And they live, and we sleep. Wake up, folks! Time to wake up.
Another thing you mentioned earlier was our food supply. You mentioned just now the Chinese and others, Bill Gates, et cetera, buying up a lot of farmland in the U.S. Why are they so focused on taking over the agricultural system? And we interviewed Joel Salatin from Polyface Farms. And the title of that interview is You Better Get Your Food Security Figured Out Now. He talked about how people, even people who live in cities or suburban environments, can produce a significant portion of their own food, and fresh, locally grown is the way to go, and getting to know your local farmers at the farmer's market, et cetera. He's got lots of ideas. So don't just write that off as, oh, I don't live on a farm. I don't want to be a farmer. I don't know how to be a farmer. There's amazing amounts of things that people can do, either indoor, patio, porch, all kinds of different small space, vertical gardening, things like that, hydroponics, et cetera. So lots of options there for people to take a more active role in their own food supply and getting to know their neighbors along the way. And I guess that's just one step along that way of turning back to taking responsibility. You mentioned taking responsibility for your own education, reading books, having face-to-face conversations, getting our noses out of our devices and actually interacting in real world and with each other. And one of those ways of interacting with each other beyond just the family, which is the absolute center, is with our community and people who are food producers or people who can we can share real experiences within our communities. Any further thoughts from your work in those areas?
Okay, but, again, we've handled a lot of cases at Ruff Institute where people have grown tomato gardens. The city rules it illegal. They come in. They've arrested people. People grow chickens in their backyard. They've ruled that illegal, some local communities. Get that turned around. That is so stupid. We actually defended a veteran who was growing tomatoes, you know, near just a small tomato patch in his front yard. The police arrived. We're going to arrest him. Actually, that one case we had with chickens, they actually had pictures of the cops carrying chickens out of the front to their car. I'm going, they arrested chickens, but they're going to fight this. This is not something they're going to say, oh yeah, because they want you. Big companies want you going to them for everything. So the way to do it, you're right. Grow your own tomatoes, grow your own chickens, get your own eggs, all of those things. But another big crisis that's coming, too, is that the adult workforce, by the way, is diminishing greatly, and the birth rate in this country is dropping heavily. People like Gates and all of them that run the world, basically, and the global environment, want total population control, less people, what they call us, useless eaters. That was Henry Kissinger's phrase, who worked for Nixon. So you're going to have to be really strong. But here's the key, nonviolence. Nonviolence in groups, organized, you can change things. Once you use a little violence, like John Lennon said, great quote, he said, all they want you to do is get a little violent, and they come in and go, we got to wipe them out. And they will do that today. You realize there's 175,000 federal agents alone in this country running around with hollow point bullets. They're armed. The Pentagon's 2030 video they put out for training a couple of years ago is training the police and their armed forces for a collapse of this country by 2030. Then you have Singularity coming in at 2029. All these dates are converging. So we don't have very much longer is what they're telling us. The environment may collapse. All the things you're seeing with stuff like COVID, which drove everybody back in their homes and out of their communities. They're trying to move us into a different society. The only way to do that is get out of your house, get active, and fight back.
John, you mentioned in passing briefly that you have some resources available at Rutherford.org. I've browsed around in those resources. It's remarkable. Pamphlets, quick explanations, summaries, full bullet point action plans, that sort of thing. Can you give people an idea what they can find at Rutherford.org?
Yeah, you can go there and get our pamphlets. I mean, we've got pamphlets for children. Basically, it has little cartoons. It teaches them the Bill of Rights. We have one you can fold and put in your billfold, by the way, that has the Bill of Rights. I had a guy actually call me. He was picketing on a street corner, and he had our Bill of Rights card. Our two cops pulled up and got out of the car and said, what are you doing here? And he read on the First Amendment. He said the cops went, oh, okay, we get it. They got back in the car and drove off. So it does work. You do. Tell people the First Amendment. So we have all kinds of things like that on there. And read our books like Battlefield America, which goes into a lot of this stuff. And hopefully, again, I want to educate people so they can take action, effective action. Rutherford.org.
Very good. And folks, two things. One is, if you look in the description of this video, you'll find a link to Rutherford.org. And there you'll find all those resources that John just mentioned. Make sure you also check out on our channel, Liberty and Finance. Look for Joel Salatin to talk about food security. And look for Alex Newman to talk about public school exit and how you can do homeschooling. And then the last thing is, make sure that you subscribe. If you go to libertyandfinance.com, that's libertyandfinance, all spelled out, .com, put in your name, your email address, and hit subscribe. You'll get a confirming email. Once you confirm, you'll get one email in your inbox each day with our latest guest, like John Whitehead, and our weekly special. So you don't want to miss out on that. It's completely free, and we don't share our mailing list with anybody. John, as always, on behalf of our viewers, thanks for joining us and being in our corner here for Freedom on Liberty and Finance.
Thank you, sir.
Miles Franklin Precious Metals is one of America's oldest and most trusted bullion dealers. Miles Franklin is A+ rated and accredited by the Better Business Bureau, licensed and bonded,
and has zero complaints ever registered. Here at Liberty and Finance, we are licensed brokers with Miles Franklin. To order, simply call us, discuss your needs, and we can let you know our live inventory, prices, and availability, and lock in your order over the phone. Once your order is locked, the price is held for you regardless of market fluctuations, and the metals are reserved for you awaiting your settled payment. Within one business day of ordering, you will receive an email invoice detailing the order and payment instructions. Miles Franklin accepts payments by bank wire, ACH or electronic check, money order, check mailed priority mail, and cryptocurrency. The fastest forms of payment are bank wire and cryptocurrency. Upon settled payment, metals will ship out within 3 to 5 business days. You will receive tracking information via email. Domestic shipping charges are $15 for any order under 500 ounces of silver or 10 ounces of gold. For orders larger than that, domestic shipping is free. The package will be boxed, fully insured, and labeled discreetly, with no indication of the contents inside. For your privacy, the name Miles Franklin will not even be on the package. To talk to myself, Kaiser, my brother Elijah, or my father Dunnigan, call 1-888-81-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-815-4237.